Unit 13, Exercise 32A, Plum Pudding. Listen to the first part of the radio program devoted to the history of the Christmas pudding. Are these statements true, T, or false, F?
If you ask anyone in Britain who enjoys the tradition of Christmas, what they will be eating this Christmas day, most would say roast turkey, followed by Christmas pudding with brandy sauce. I know this because it's what we have every year, and I love it. When my wife, who is Spanish, had her first Christmas dinner with my family several years ago, I was surprised when she said she had never had Christmas pudding before. Up until then, I wrongly believed everyone ate it at Christmas. So, for all those British and my American friends, let's look at the traditions of Christmas pudding, and then I'll give you a recipe so that this year you can all try it. The Christmas pudding originated as porridge in the 14th century. It was made of beef, mutton, raisins, currants, prunes, wine, and mixed spices. It was eaten as a fasting dish before the Christmas celebrations began. In the 16th century, it becomes known as plum pudding when spirits and dried fruit were added along with the eggs that thickened it. It was the Victorians we have to thank for the Christmas traditions we know today. There is a range of customs and traditions that surround the Christmas pudding. In the family, we add silver coins to the pudding for luck, and we all have a stir of the pudding and make a wish. Traditionally, those who find the coins are supposed to get the luck, and if they make a wish, the wishes will come true. Here is the recipe that was given to me by my mother. It is her traditional pudding recipe that my family enjoys every year. So you are all really blessed. So you'll need